could do it big.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Tuesday, July the 15th, 2014. We want to know how we can overcome. We want to know how the poor, working class, masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, white, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth, we want to overcome this system. We are going to have to become scientists and ally ourselves with the science of life, the science of birthing that is all over the universe. The universe behaves and acts on the polarity of masculine and feminine and the union of masculine and feminine. So this Christos, this Christ, is the facilitator of the word of Yahuwah, allowing the word to take on the human nature and the flesh that is the universe. This Christos is that ancient Atum that the ancient African Kemet ancestors taught us about. That in the scientific construct of the universe, Atum, you had the waters of Nun, you had Ptah, then you had Atum. And Atum is aware of all of the opposition of Atum. Atum, that word is synonymous with Adon in the Old Testament African Hebrew language. That word Atum is synonymous with the Aton sun disk. That Atum is synonymous with Eloha in the Old Testament African Hebrew language. And that word Atum is synonymous with the New Testament Greek language Christos. And that word Atum is synonymous with the Greek philosopher's word atom. Atum is aware of all of the disorder, all of the discord, all of the chaos, and is now going to call all the forces of the universe together, first inside the waters of Nun, meaning invisibly and inaudibly. We're getting into that teaching of the Bang theory that is not a theory, is a reality, but the modern day scientists disconnected us from the Almighty Yahuwah, who is the cause of the Bang, audibly and physically with the eye, in that light and sound. Light and sound spiraling in the universe. Light causing sound. The word causing the light and the sound. And so, Atum, representing the power of the Almighty in the physical realm, is calling all of the forces together. Calling time, energy, and space together. Calling Nun and Nanet, the waters, through the womb of Nanet, to spread forth what? To spread forth the flesh. That waters represents material, mass, and matter, and is all of the flesh of the universe. It's being spread. And then Atum calls forth Ha and Hahet, her, the masculine, representing infinity, because the seed of life, germ of life, holds eternal life within itself. The eternal life that is you and me. The eternal life that is all over the universe, coming through the seed of life, germ of life that we call sperm, has no beginning, has no ending. That seed is infinity. Infinity. But that seed is emitted into her head, the womb. And her head represents finite. Her represents boundless, as that life had no boundary. And then her head, the feminine, represents boundary. Because the mother, the feminine, is putting boundary to that life. Is putting in the egg, now there's a boundary. That egg, in that egg, will grow the child in human flesh. That word of the Almighty will grow in human flesh and human nature. And so now that eternal life that came through the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, that life now has a boundary and a barrier that is the physical structure, the physical flesh. So we learn of time. Infinity has to do with time, and finite has to do with time. Infinity, time infinity has no barrier, no boundary, but time finite has barrier, has boundary. This same reality is constructed in the European Greek narrative through the teaching. They studied it from Africa. Then they constructed it within their own religious and scientific and philosophical texts. When you see Zeus, who represents the sun, the sky god is the sun, hydrogen, solar energy, the sun. Zeus was swallowed by his father Kronos, but the other brothers and sisters of Zeus were swallowed and were kept in the stomach of Kronos. Zeus was swallowed, but Zeus's mother made sure that Kronos, the father of Zeus, could not keep Zeus in his stomach, and somehow Zeus is emitted out of Kronos, the father, and goes away, grows up, becomes an adult, and then seeks to release his brothers and sisters from Kronos, and devises a plan and a scheme to release his sisters and brothers from Kronos. What is that telling us? That is telling us that the hydrogen atom, that in Greek was called Zeus, is dealing with the force of and power of time. Kronos means time. Chronology, anachronologically, that Kronos part. Chronology, that chrono part, means time. Chronology, ology is knowledge, and chrono is time. So chronology has to do with the knowledge of time. Chronologically means that something is occurring in the orderly process of time. Anachronologically means something is appearing out of the course of time. Time turned backward, upside down. So Zeus freeing his sisters and brothers means freeing the forces and the elements of the universe from the grip of time, so that now we have Kronos representing all in one, infinity and finite. The capsulating, the capturing of the sisters and brothers of Zeus has to do with time finite. The freeing of Zeus's sisters and brothers means to be free from the constraints of time. That means infinity. And so these various narratives are teaching us that Christos, that atom the atom, the hydrogen atom, aton, adon, Christos, is victorious over all foes. All of those that would oppose that hydrogen atom power, empowered by the Almighty Yahuwah, is the hidden and unseen power behind Atum. Atum is victorious over all foes, calling in time, energy, and space. Atum calls forth Kuk and Kaket next. And Kuk is light, the sacred divine masculine, and Kaket is darkness. Excuse me. Hold it now. Hold it now. Erase that. Kuk is darkness. The sacred divine masculine, Kuk is darkness, and Kaket, the sacred and divine feminine, is light, because the birth process takes place in darkness. The father emits into the dark womb of the mother that seed of life, germ of life called sperm, and the womb then grows that which was hidden in the darkness and reveals into the light, which brings me to Amun and Amonet. The sacred divine masculine Amun is the hidden and unseen one, doing the work of emitting the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, the atom of life, the word of Yahuwah, emitted into the dark womb of the mother. And the mother, the womb, reveals. So Amonet, the sacred divine feminine, reveals. She is defined as reveal. So she reveals into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. And so Atum, calling these forces of the universe together, Atum, calling all of the elements of the universe together, all of the elements on the table of elements are really hydrogen at every level. Hydrogen, first element on the table of elements, one neutron, one proton, one electron, helium number two, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Silver, I believe, is 47. 47 protons, 47 neutrons, 47 electrons. Gold is 79. 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. So gold is really 79 hydrogens. So the hydrogen atom, even under water, in the deepest, darkest water with no light, that hydrogen force and power is the life source and source of the energy and life-giving energy for the water creatures, fish, etc., that live in the bottom of the seas and the oceans. So this hydrogen atom, this hydrogen aton sun disk, this hydrogen adon, African Hebrew word, this hydrogen Christos is able to overcome all the foes that would seek to dissipate the work that goes into the construct of this universe. The Africans teaching this time, energy, space, Atum, calling forth all the forces of the universe to construct the universe. In the New Testament, you say Christos everywhere. Nothing made without Christos. In the ancient African Kemet, you say Atum. Nothing made without the Atum. In the Old Testament, you say Masiach, and you deal with anointing. In the Greek philosopher, you say atom, hydrogen atom. These words are synonymous. And these words and the study scientifically of atom connected with all of the synonymous words teaches us that we have the power to overcome all of our foes. We have the power to overcome the divisions that keep us divided. We have the power to overcome the hatreds. We have the power to overcome that which would cause us to destroy ourselves and that which would cause us to destroy each other. We have that power when we align ourselves with the science of life. All of that was science that we have just shared with each other. A Christian is a Christ man and a Christ woman. The word Christ in the New Testament is described as the express image of Yahuwah. The express image. Why the image of Yahuwah? Yahuwah is father and mother. And the word proceeding from the father, mother, Yahuwah, is the neutron. And the proton is the father. And the electron is the mother. Therefore, scientifically, crystals, the atom, crystals, is the image of Yahuwah. And you and I, and the whole of the universe, we are the image of Yahuwah because the atoms are in our physical structure. The atoms are all over the universe. In the New Testament, euphemistically, the word is used, the word that is used is shadow. The word shadow, synonymous with image. Every human being is the shadow and image, express image of Yahuwah. Every human being is Christ. Every human being is the word of Yahuwah coming through the Christ mechanism so that the word of Yahuwah may take on the human nature and take on the flesh of the universe. So this causes us to be the image of Yahuwah because our whole structure operates on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. Scratch yourself, injure yourself, receive a wound, and soon the atoms begin to work, aggregate, and coalesce together, and the old cells die, and new cells are produced, and you see that wound begin to heal. That wound healing is new cells coming to life. The physical structure operating on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. All of us are Christ men and Christ women, and to hold fast to our faith even unto the death against the power of our foes and temptations and persecutions means that we adhere to our promise that we gave Yahuwah, that if Yahuwah would prepare for us a body, we as the word of Yahuwah would come through Christ, take on human nature, take on the flesh of the universe, material, mass, and matter, and we would uphold one another, stand for one another, fight on behalf of one another against all the foes that are the opposers, the Satan, it means opposer. The wicked ruling class and ruling families are the Satans, the opposers of crystals, the opposers of the atom of life, the opposers of existing and living for all. And so we are not seen by the Almighty Yahuwah as many atoms or many shadows or many Christs. Yahuwah sees us all as one Christ, one Christos, one Atum, one Atom. So the Greek philosophers got it right when they understood from the Africans that the atom cannot be broken into factions and divisions, but we can understand the various functions within the atom. We know that we are many people having many functions, but overall, we're supposed to call all the functions, like Atum, call all of our energies, all of our elements together to facilitate life, living, existing, and bring this whole universe back into order, peace, and tranquility. This is how we overcome our foes, overcome the temptations that come to us. Temptations because the system knows that we love money. The system knows that we love fame. The system knows that we love companionship. And so the system will give us fame, position, money, companionship in order to induce us to give up the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. The system will tempt us to deviate from the path that has been laid down for us, and that path is total liberation for every human being under the sun. Persecutions we must overcome. Because when we have determined that we will be obedient to existing and living for all, that we will be obedient to Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty for all, we will be obedient to Yahushua, which is also defined as vengeance, and understand that if we continue to deviate from the path of truth, justice, and righteousness, that we will suffer vengeance. When we make that determination, then here comes the persecution. Here comes the CIA. Here comes the FBI. Here comes the Fraternal Order of the Police. Here comes the International Monetary Fund. Here comes the World Bank, World Trade Organization. Here comes those governmental forces, those financial forces, those educational forces, those religious forces that are under the control of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. They come with the persecution now because they want us to be filled with fear and deviate from that which we know we have promised the Almighty Yahuwah, Father and Mother, that we would do if Yahuwah would prepare for us a body, a Christ mechanism, that we would come into the earth realm as the Word made flesh, taking on human nature. When one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case, maintain one's cause, the governments of this system take us before their courts, accuse us falsely of being the cause of all wickedness going on in the earth. The court of the media, what they call that, public law, something like that, the court of opinion, the court of opinion. See, when the media and the system portrays our youth as being the problem in the world, that's their court of law. That's their judicial system. That's their propagation of fictitious court of opinion to blame the ills of society on our babies and our youth. to blame the ills of society on poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples. Because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families are eugenicists. They believe that we, the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white proletariat oppressed peoples of the earth, they believe that we are genetically inferior to their genetic superiority. Therefore, every problem in the earth is our fault. And so they have implemented all manner of plans to be rid of us. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, division. Division based on race, ethnicity, class, gender, religion. Keep us divided. Destroy us. Destroy us through chemtrails, spraying things in the sky. Destroy us by spraying things in the water, by pesticides on our food, by mingling the seeds. Leviticus chapter 19 teaches us no mingling of the seeds. And we see that they're cross-pollinating seeds. You don't know what you're eating, allergic to. They're cross-pollinating human with machines. Now, cross-pollinating, mingling the seeds to destroy us out. But we have the power to overcome all of their fictitious laws, all of their fictitious narratives, all of the divisions that they have created. If we understand the science of life, the science of living, and reject not the Bible, reject not the Quran, reject not the Bhagavad Gita, the I Ching, the ancient ancestors, I'm talking to my dear brother, Chairman Omale Yeshitela, have already given us the blueprint, have already studied every facet of life. I am giving to us the scientific study that is in Bible, in Quran, in I Ching, in Bhagavad Gita, in any other religious text that we can run across, in the science of the universe, because all of these books were created after the scientists, the ancient African scientists, studied scientifically every facet of the universe, and that study is timeless. No boundary, no barrier. No matter what time we are born in, we can go into these ancient texts and understand everything we ought to understand about the world that we live in, the system that we live in, the material universe that we live in. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, the Rastafari Haile Selassie people.